Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, world. I've been missing you. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in any country around the world. Now, it's exactly 8 a.m. Central Time in the States. What time are you at? What part of the world are you in? And wouldn't you love to call in and say bonjour or good morning or dobro jutro? The guest calling number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. I want to give you my contact information from the get-go. Oh, we have so much to discuss today. You could email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. And you could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And then, if you want to talk with me up close and personal, you could call me on my landline, 847-882-8717, and we'll hang up and I'll call you back and it will be on my dime. Get your pen and pad out. Oh, first of all, come on. Oh, let's take that nice, nice big cat stretch. And remember now, the first hour is the rudder of the day. That's why you would be so wise to be listening to my show and my voice, because I'm going to remind you that this is your time. You're the architect of your life. You could be the Olympian of your life. No one else's. No, really, stop and think. Your life is about you. Everything that you do, every choice that you make, reflects directly on you. Think of the Olympians in the Olympics. Everything that they've done up to this point, every choice that they made, came back to embrace them because now they're on the world stage. Log on www.kathywatsonspeaks.com and be sure and click on all of the buttons. You know, I've authored 3 books and I'm a contributing author in 101 Ways to Improve Your Life. Self-growth. And we'll talk about that a little bit later. Do you know that the shows are archived? blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, C-A-T-H-I-W-A-T-S-O-N, and you could click on any date. Now, my shows are eclectic. It's just not one theme. It's a variety. It's diverse. Maybe controversial, but never, never boring. So, let me begin with inviting you again to call in on the guest call-in 347-637-3789. And I know that it will be a happy phone call. Nothing that I would have to give you a big click off. Because this show, my format, the core of my show is to bring us together in partnership. That's what Life with Kathy is all about. We're all together in this game of life, and we're here to support each other with integrity, with words that empower, not words that hurt. So, I don't know where to begin today. First of all, you need to know that our weather is snowy. We've had overnight snow. When is it going to end? Do you know that we have piles of snow? I don't know what's going to happen once it begins to melt. And lucky Sochi, Russia, they don't get any snow at all. But we'll talk about that later on in the show. First of all, I want to get your attention. Come on. A big, big head stretch. Now, when you went to bed last night, did you remember to be in gratitude for all of the good things that happened to you? Even the ones that weren't so pleasant. Did you learn from it? Did you grow from it? Did you reach beyond your comfort zone and say, yeah, I had a couple of epiphanies. You see, so many people ask me why I do talk radio. Why not? And I have to tell you a little secret. It's for my self-awareness, my improvement, my willingness to take risks, my willingness to say to you, get off your butt. And you've been mandated to make a contribution to this world. Today, the quote of the day is, to overlook the little things in life is to miss the biggest part of life itself. Don't minimize. Don't be judgmental on anything that's happening in your life. Step out of it emotionally and ask yourself, what could I learn from this? And you know what? I could use the weather as a perfect example. It's almost another whiteout. And you could whine about it. You could scream. You could holler. But what good is it going to do? You only raise your blood pressure. And your face turns ugly. You can't do anything about the weather. We're in the winter of the seasons. Oh, get Vivaldi's, the four seasons. The winter, this is the springtime of my life. Winter isn't the end. Winter is just the beginning of spring. It's right around the corner. Oh, the groundhog didn't see his shadow, so it means that we have six more weeks of brutality. Six more weeks of frightful weather. But it is winter, and it's all in your perception. Let me use an analogy. You've heard me talk so much about the past, get rid of the past. There's nothing you can do about it. Oh, yeah, you can. You could change your perception of it. You could change the perception, because each one of us, at any given point in our life, react to a situation, we do whatever is comfortable, whatever we're aware of at that point in time. Now, this is a marvelous segue into, I don't know if any of you have been, by the way, you're listening to Live with Kathy, on the dreadful, sad David Cushman case 10 years ago, where he was punched in the face by Richard Daley's nephew. and he died, an only child. Now, Vinetko, R.J. Vinetko, he admitted he has caused David Cushman's death in 2004, 10 years ago. And come on, Richie Daly, don't give me that bull. Of course you knew about it. Allegedly. The Cushman report, Daly quickly learned of nephew's involvement. How could you not know? And my heart goes out to David Cushman's mother. She stayed the course until you have lost a child. None of us will ever know the grief, the sadness, and asking yourself, but why? Well, let me give you Cushman's case by the numbers. It took Vinetko 9 years, 9 months, 5 days to admit that he caused David's death. It took 8 years, 7 months, time elapsed, till Vinetko was charged with involuntary manslaughter. There are 162 pages in Special Prosecutor Dan Webb's report on his investigation. 146 witnesses questioned by Webb's team. 24 witnesses who appeared before a grand jury. And 10 of them who testified under immunity after first invoking their Fifth Amendment rights. 22,000 number of documents collected by Webb's office, totaling 300,000 pages. David Cushman lay in a coma before dying on May 6, 2004. Four surgeries Cushman had in that time. £105 10 inches. Size difference between 6'3", 230-pound Vinetko, and 5'5", 125-pound David Cushman. And you want to know what Vinetko said? I had to defend myself. That's like an elephant talking to a spider and saying, I had to defend myself from this little spider. 13. Excuse me. Number of days that no one in the Chicago Police Department investigated the Cushman case after the punch, and he hit his head on a concrete, allegedly. Now, this to me is a travesty, what I'm going to say next. Vinetko will only spend 60 days, 2 months in jail, followed by 60 days of home confinement and 30 months of probation. That's an insult. It's a travesty. The amount of restitution Vinetko must pay David Cushman's mother. Can you put a price on losing a child? That day, Mrs. Cushman, when he, David, when you lost your David on May 6, 2004, the day all mothers cried in the world. You just didn't know it, but you know it now. And I'm going to log that into my diary book for radio shows. On May 6th, I'm writing it down. They were drunk. But Vanetko, how do you live with yourself? Former Richie Daly, don't tell me you didn't know. What's $20,000? What is that going to do? Is that going to heal the heart and the soul? Is that going to bring back David? I ask you, the Daily Consortium, you have to live with this. The killing of David Cushman, what Daly knew and when. This is from the Sun-Times. As David Cushman lay dying, report reveals Daly was aware of his nephew's involvement. Remember Mama Cushman. All the mamas of the world cried with you on May 6th, 2004. Oh, you're listening to Live with Kathy on a very cold and snowy blizzard day in Chicago. And yet, it doesn't snow in subtropical Sochi. And the games begin tomorrow. But, oh, I have so much to tell you. And this, you've got to know about this. Now, remember, you could call in at 347-637-3789. Oh, dear. Welcome to Sochi. Sochi. I want to say China. That's in Russia. And this is by a reporter, Stacy St. Clair. And it entered public domain because it's featured in the Chicago Tribune. You know, I don't know about this Putin. So I really can't make any, I don't know, I don't follow personalities, I don't know, but this is what she writes. There's a photo of two glasses of yellow water at a Sochi hotel got a viral launch courtesy of Twitter. Countdown to Sochi, at ease. Strong security presence, allying athletes, fears. Press plus Patrick Kane, childhood foe, share common goal. Now, this is what Stacy says. She's there in Russia. And she's at a hotel. Now, be with me here. This actually happened. The alarm sounded every 45 minutes with a stern Russian woman advising that a fire had been reported in the hotel needed to be evacuated immediately. And Stacy said, well, I believed it the first time and the second time. And I don't know, I might have fallen for it a third time Tuesday morning if I hadn't thrown caution to the bone-tired, jet-lagged wind and decided to stay in bed. Whatever befall me, it had to be better than wandering along the western Caucasus Mountains in my pajamas. It was already 5:50 a.m. and I couldn't fall back to sleep, so I figured I would just begin my day. Turned my water on to brush my teeth, but nothing came out, just the gagging, asthmatic sound of pipes wanting to produce water. I tried to shower, wouldn't work, and the toilets wouldn't flush either. Oh, jeez. I called the front desk. Oh, it will be fixed in 40 minutes, the sympathetic man said at the reception desk. But listen, lady, well, when it comes back on, please don't use the water on your face because it contains something very dangerous. Welcome to Sochi 2014, the Winter Games, where a simple shower poses a threat to your face. Fire alarms ring constantly, and several hotels remain unfinished. Oh, my. Water in Olympic Hotel is colorful. Oh. And there's a two-toilet stall at a Sochi hotel points to some cultural differences American journalists may not have anticipated. Imagine sitting side by side with someone that you don't even know while ridding your body of intestinal yuck. President Vladimir Putin spent more than $50 billion on these games. Yet, he seemingly forgot to pay the water bill. You know, no one likes to hear sports writers complain about their hotels. But Stacy said she's not a sports writer. So believe me when I swear that I mock those whiners right along with you. But this is different. You know, the Sochi Olympics aren't just a sporting event. They represent Putin's pride, his metaphoric muscle flexing in an effort to show the international community just how viral his country has become under his leadership. He dared the world to admire Russia's ability to produce these games, so he declared, so I guess we must. And in some cases, in some respects, the effort looks extraordinarily weak. Only 6 of 9 media hotels were finished on time, leaving hundreds of reporters scrambling to find temporary lodging. Don't they have bed and breakfast? Don't they have international trade? You come and stay with me at my house, and when I come to America, I will stay at your house. When the water eventually came back at my hotel, now this is Stacy, the writer, my temporary housing for a night, until my scheduled room could be finished, the water that poured through the faucets was dark yellow. It was the color of apple juice or a performance-enhancing drug test specimen. And the shower left what looked like fish food flakes coating the tub. I just had to take a picture of the water and tweeted it out. On the bright side, I wrote, I know now what dangerous face water looks like. My tweets about the water went viral. More than 1,500 people have retweeted it, not because I wrote something exceptionally clever, but because I pointed out the annoyances that many have endured. $50 billion! One of my colleagues, for example, went to his assigned hotel room. I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing at the idiocy of Putin and his ego. one of her colleagues went to his assigned room only to find an AP photographer already sleeping there. Others have dealt with a lack of hot water, sheetless beds, and baths without shower curtains. Hey, this is the 21st century. We're in a technological era. This is back in Cro-Magnon times. Congrats to Dave Schwartz, only media personality who arrived in Sochi with a hotel room that's ready with a doorknob that doesn't fall off. That's what Minnesota Wild spokesman Ryan Stansel tweeted. International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach told reporters Monday that 90% of Sochi hotel rooms were delivered without a problem. Only 3% of the rooms, about 750 total, had some kind of a problem. There shouldn't have been any problem at all. That's what I said. I have some travel experience, and I know how embarrassing it is when you arrive after a long flight to a place and your room is not ready, he said. And Stacy replied, and you know, I have to agree with her. I'm not sure why Bach thinks that anyone should be embarrassed if their hotel room's faucet is spitting urine-colored water. Stacy wound up washing her face with bottled Evian, which made her feel like a Kardashian. And second, it made me extremely popular among my fellow journalists here in southwestern Russia. I've received tweets in German, Russian, Danish, and languages I have yet not determined. On the bus down the mountainside Tuesday night, a Swedish photographer came up and asked if I was the person who tweeted the hotel photo. Ah, he said, you are the dangerous face water woman, right? He said. I am now. Thanks a lot, Putin. Now, you could Twitter at Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, St. Clair, S-T-C-L-A-I-R, or you could email her at S-S-T-C-L-A-I-R at Tribune.com. $50 billion. Come on. Putin, I don't get it. I don't get it. Listening to Live with Kathy, and I promised all of you yesterday when I ran out of time, the topic was from couch potato to Olympian. Do you dream of being an Olympian? Do you have any idea? The training, the dedication, that fire in the belly commitment to be the best of the best. And it's about you. It's about each individual. Now, the Silver Fox, and everyone knows that from the starting ceremony to the closing ceremony, the games will have my attention because, you see, I'm an exercise evangelist. Most people go through an exercise phase. I never outgrew mine. And most across the world just don't get it. Your bodies and your brains don't age. We do because of our choices. And yesterday I didn't get a chance, so I'm going to do it. Why can't you make that commitment? You know, it's your body. If you wear it out, where are you going to live? This is not a dress rehearsal. I can't imagine starting my day without my big cat stretch. And I go through a whole process. It doesn't take long. It's in the book, the e-book, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. They're my secrets, my methods. learn them, and they're yours for life. It's an ebook. It's affordable. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on books, and voila, you're there. Now, the one food, the one additive, please read the labels on bottles. I was looking for cranberries. When I looked, no sugar added, no sweetening added, it had 25 grams of sugar in other forms. Sugar and other sweetened foods and drinks can raise heart risk threefold. Can too much sugar be deadly? The biggest study of its kind suggests the answer is yes, at least when it comes to fatal heart problems. And let me tell you something, darlings. It doesn't take all that much extra sugar hidden in many processed foods to substantially raise the risk. And researchers found the most Americans eat more than the safest amount. Having a cinnamon roll with your morning coffee, a supersized sugary soda at lunch, and a scoop of ice cream after dinner would put you in the highest risk category in the study. That means your chance of dying prematurely from heart problems is nearly three times greater than those who eat only foods with little added sugar. I shan't ever forget this. You know, I speak on international cruise ships. And I was up in the cafeteria, the dining room or whatever. And there was a foreign mother with a little child who was, she was being frisky. She was just whining. Nothing made her happy. I had to stand there, and I used every restraint that I possibly could. The mother took a packet of sugar, I mean real sugar, put it in a glass of water and gave it to the kid, and the kid drank it down. You know, mamas and papas, grandpa and grandpas, you're not too swift. Can you imagine giving a child a glass of sugar water? And yesterday, I promised you that I would give you the guide, that it is attainable, but I don't know if you're one of them, so get your pen and pad out. Imagine getting stronger physically and mentally with the help of exercise, meditation, and nutrition changes. So you have to start out with baby steps. Let's see, the Olympics are every 4 years, so you have 4 years. And you're challenging you. You see, every single one of the Olympiads that are there in Sochi, they're not competing with anyone else. They're competing with them. I'm going to climb the presidential towers on March 9th, 50 flights. I'm not competing or comparing. I'm doing that for me. I'm doing that for all of the people in my life and in my family who have died from smoking. I'm climbing for you because you can't. And I will be giving you all the information. If you want to sponsor my climb, you could send a donation to the American Lung Association, and I will announce you with great pride on my radio show. I want you to know that it makes a difference when I take that first step, to know that there have been so many of you that have sponsored me. But the money goes to the American Lung Association, not me. But I just love knowing that so many of you listened and cared. Now, very quickly, this is a monthly guide to help you stay on track. Write down that it's cardio, strength, mind, body, and nutrition. And by the time you get to March, increase your intensity when it comes to cardio. I work with a heart monitor. And I can't imagine why you all aren't on a heart monitor. Strength, I cross train. I lift weights 5 times a week with cardio. I keep up the core and I balance the exercise. You have to. A working muscle consumes the same fat molecule that helps fuel a cancer cell. So in reality, they're competing for the same energy. Now, in March, celebrate National Nutrition Month. Your plate should be half fruits, vegetables. I eat red meat. I eat liver. And then veggies and corn. There's a balance. One night it's meat. The next night it's chicken. The next night it's fish. The next night it's pasta. Check your pasta bottles or however you buy your pasta. Check to see how much corn syrup and sugar is in it. In April, try Tai Chi or Qi Kung or yoga. Now, by this time, you should be incorporating intervals into 2 of your cardio days. You could get this. It's January 13th, 2014, in the Daily Herald. Go online and get all of this. Why not call your park district and connect with your community? Oh, it's also, April is Alcohol Awareness Month, a good time to think about not only alcohol's danger, but of its empty calories. Consume no more than 2 drinks in one sitting, alternating with water. May, same thing, continue. Cook at least 3 meals per week at home. Make double recipes to create leftovers for lunches and more dinners. Cardio, keep. Now, if you want this whole January to December, call me or write to me, and I'll have it Xeroxed, and I'll send it to you. Or you could call in right now, 347-637-3789, and we'll talk later. I don't know if you want to give your email over the air. But get in touch with me. This is absolutely essential. It's vital. It's helping you take baby steps and getting to achieve your goal. And you keep increasing your cardio, your strength. Take classes. Go into meditation. I don't eat breakfast. I can't even do it too. We eat breakfast, but it's at like 11:30, 12 o'clock. Include protein, healthful fats, whole grains, and fruits, and nuts. Oh, Brazil nuts, and I oven roasted my almonds and peanuts. Oh, we love it. Now, August, cardio, keep up the good work, even on vacation. Take a mat with you on your vacation. Try yoga. Stay hydrated. September, shoot for 150 to 180 minutes of cardio spread throughout the week. I can't subscribe to this because I work out vigorously. My body loves it. I have built my heart base. And you have your October. You keep building. You keep adding on. By December, you need to move your workouts indoors. Keep the total duration of your cardio workouts about 180 minutes. Keep up your November Remember. Reflect what you have learned. Consider trying meditation-focused class at your local yoga studio. And please, during the holidays, experience some self-control. I'll be more than happy to send this to you. All you have to do is get in touch with me. It shall be my pleasure. Now, before I go to, it's our time, I have to share with you a PSA that has been lovingly brought to you by the celebrity authors in the book Choices. And Choices are, there are 14 of us that have shared our story with you, our trials, our tribulations, our sadness. But hey, guys, we made it. We had guts, and I salute you all. It's pandemic. Seniors beware. Calm artists exposed. A sidebar. Check, log on, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on Tuesday the 4th. And I did an in-depth of how smooth, how silver-tongued serpent these con artists are. And they're targeting 50-plus, 55, 60, 80-year-olds. It's pandemic. The con and scam artists oh, I sneezed on it. It's true. Excuse me. How they target their prey. Scam victims are 65 or older. They know what you want. They know that you want to feel secure, to feel needed, to be loved and valued. The older we get, the more we need peace of mind. Seniors, beware of romance, charity, grandparents, home repair, health care, investment scammers. They've already tracked you. They already know about you. Do not. This is what you do. The minute they call and they sweet talk, they want money, hang up. Call the police. Do you have caller ID? Get caller ID. Call a family member. Above all, do not give out any personal information. No social security number. Nothing. Nothing. But I didn't fall for it. Log on yesterday's show. Based on reports, victims who are 55 plus lose $3 billion a year, but the true figure is many times higher because most of these crimes go unreported out of embarrassment. Don't let it be you. Immediately call the Fraud Fighter Hotline, and this is through AARP, at 1-800-646-2283. That's 1-800-646-2283. You've worked hard for your money. You earned it the old-fashioned way. You went to work 9 to 5. Thank you, contributing authors. In Memoriam, Steel Mill Mama. Bonnie passed away in 2013. Bonnie, your spirit is alive and rocking. She was possibly the oldest working, steel-working woman in the U.S., Canada, and the world. Read her amazing story and Choices. And you could get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble, or by calling me, and you get a discount. And you could contact her daughter, Jean Wass, J-E-A-N-W-R-A-S-S-E, at WRASSE 2000 at yahoo.com. And then Helen, my sister, who passed away in 2012. Ah, what an earth angel. Bonnie and Helen, know that you are missed and know that you're loved. And then we have Rhea Schmidt. In life, there are so many roads traveled, so many choices to make. But the reality, you just got to be you. Rhea's journey is inspiring. You'll experience the choices she made that came back to serve her, choices she made that came back to bite her in the butt. Email her at Rayann, R-A-E-A-N-N, at EagleLaw.net. Chuck Brazelton, he's been our insurance agent for close to 30 years. What a stellar guy with integrity and his genuine interest in helping people. He's in the book Choices, From Frozen Toes to Fingers. But you could log on Chuck Brazelton Insurance, Brazelton Insurance.com. He's been providing our insurance and financial information for years. He's the best. 847-882-4800. I've been with Reviva Labs longer than most marriages. They're the leader in skincare. How do I know? I've been using Reviva products for 40 years. The results are amazing. www.revivalabs.com, R-E-V-I-V-A-L-A-B-S. More sadness about the young actor, 46 years old, died of a heroin overdose. What happened in their lives that they became so addictive? Marilyn Pacella. Boy, she's a leader in home businesses. She's the owner of and the creator of mobile drug testing. It's an on-site service. She will come to you to do the drug testing, saving you time and money. Her drug testing company has a history of experience. She'll come to you. Read her story. She reached the American dream beyond all odds because she was a female, starting her business years ago when it wasn't fashionable for women to be in business. Log on Chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. The hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. Lee Patrick, entrepreneur extraordinaire. Challenges never stop Lee from achieving her goals. Her desire is to help all ages improve their health and wealth. Oh, what a go-getter she was. And she's in the book Choices. And you could get Choices at Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, and Author House. Or you could call me and it's available at discount. Log on, Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A, dot myshakley, S-H-A-K-L-E-E, dot com. And then there's Joan Sippich, vocalist extraordinaire, second place winner in the Miss Senior America pageant. Now, to hear her newly released CD album, it's never too late. Log on www.joansipich.com. And she's in her 80s. And age doesn't matter. How about you? Have you ever dreamt of living in paradise? Have you ever dreamed of it? Sandy Hutchings did. She's an ageless dynamic diva with panache, purpose, glamour, style, vitality. Her passion is ownership. And it's reflected in her Florida investment real estate, Gulf Breeze Cottages on Sanibel Island in Florida. I've been there. That is living in paradise. Congratulations, Sandy. Log on www.gbreeze.com. Thank you, contributing authors. The Senior Beware has been made available by the contributing authors in Choices. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Now I want to acknowledge and recognize my sponsors. Yeah, the show is sponsor-driven, but I think of it as partnership. Now, you could be part of it. If you want to be part of the Kathy Watson Consortium, get in touch with me, 847-882-8717. It's a 10-week program. Your infomercial is heard 4 times a week, 40 times in the 10 weeks I work with you, and then you're invited to co-host shows with me. And I'm tweaking you. I'm helping you become the person that you have pushed down. I want to unshackle that, and I want the new you to emerge, the authentic you. And y'all know I married an iron worker. Iron Workers District Council, Chicago, and vicinity. Yeah, they've been sponsors for, stellar sponsors for years. But my mission as person is to acknowledge, purpose is to acknowledge iron workers, to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. Log on www.ironworkers.org. Did you know that they offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? Ah, their brotherhood and their homage to their commitment to family work ethics reveal not only in their artistry, in the brotherhood. Log on www.ironworkers.org. And get the CD by getting in touch with me. It's 8 minutes. Bombastic Fanfare to the Common Man by Aaron Copland that transitions into Tchaikovsky's Swan Lake, paying homage to the athleticism of the male dancer and recognizing the beautiful, fluid, graceful movements of the swan and the years of arduous practice. They are Olympians in the world of classical ballet. And we talked about park districts, senior centers, and libraries. Did you know that the Hoffman Estates Park Districts, they're the 2009, they won the National Gold Medal Award. And there's a 50-plus consortium, and I'm sure there are many in many other park districts. And Rika Cuff is the director. Log on heparks.org. Darlings, you don't have to be lonely. There are so many people out there willing to help you. And the tax man cometh pretty quick. Greg McIntyre, our personal CPA, he'll give you a few minutes of his time, complimentary. And then if it gets a little bit longer than that, you do know that the rates are individually assessed. ahtax@ameritech.net. Now, if you want to get the e-book free, The Elixir of Youth, I have a skin product that is totally mine. It's called Procaine. And you'll pay $50 for it. It's a 2-ounce jar. But it's going to de-stress your face. Everyday happenings that we all experience take a toll on its looks. On our looks. So that, along with Reviva products, that I told you I've been using for 40 years. Log on RevivaLabs.com. Together, the results are amazing. And don't give me that you don't care about your looks. Of course you do. Now, too much toxic negative thinking. I want you to embrace positive energy power. Get Edith Nam, her book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Oh, wait. We're only 5 days into February. Did you have trouble paying your bills last month? Did you have more month than money? I don't care if you've been downsized, you're a solopreneur, you're retired. Did you ever have dreams of starting your own business and you're not going to invest huge capital? There is a way to fulfill your dreams, your goals, and pay your bills. Lee Patrick and I have the formula. We're going to teach you. We're going to share with you your infinite opportunities to challenge yourself by making money. Log on Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot, myshackley.com. This is a call to action, calling all men and women of the world, not only in America, but globally. This is the year to reign supreme, to let our voices heard in solidarity. Together we can make a difference in diverse and remarkable ways. You could unleash your passion. I don't care if you're working for another company. You're going to do this in your off time. And yeah, guys, this is for you too. Have you considered more profitable, less risking, and more of a soul-nourishing approach? Create your own home-based business. I did when I was 25 years old. You're going to learn about you, your infinite opportunities to challenge yourself. By making money, all you have to do is to have that burning desire to achieve. Log on Leticia, L-E-T-E-C-I-A dot myshackley dot com. Olympic Games begin February 6th. A shining new $635 million highway on the outskirts of Sochi stands next to a crumbling apartment block with a red SOS banner on its roof. That's a call for help. Oh, Russia says it's our time. Hey, Putin, at whose expense? Get your ego out of the way. What hides behind the Olympic facades are disturbing. Next to the highway, a crumbling apartment. And the slum is one of the many facets of the hidden dark side in the host city of the Winter Olympics, which stands side by side with glittering new construction projects that President Vladimir Putin is toting as a symbol of Russia's transformation from a dysfunctional Soviet leviathan to a successful modern economy. Huh? We're not stupid, Putin. What are you doing? For many residents, the Sochi they live in bears little resemblance to the city they see on Kremlin-controlled national television. And there's a woman walking in the yard, and the plumbing isn't working. Putin, they have no running water, and you call it, it's our time? Until tomorrow, the ideal Olympian, Kathy Watson, au revoir.